No, yesterday, University Hospital Kerry posted up on their social media fabulous picture of a mountain of toys that were presented to the Cashel ward at University Hospital Kerry from the Kerry travelling community. Thank you sincerely from all in University Hospital Kerry and everyone who contributed so kindly. And you can check it out, the picture, members of the Kerry travellers community, just presenting the children's ward with just an absolute mountain of presents and toys at Christmas time. With me on the line to talk about this and talk about other aspects of the hospital's preparations for the busy Christmas period is Aisling Ní Níl, who's Assistant Director of Nursing at University Hospital Kerry. Aisling, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry, and a very happy Christmas to you and all of your listeners this morning.
No, an amazing donation and just brilliant to see a thing like that happening for all the children who would be having to spend Christmas in hospital.
Yes, Gerry, yes, we couldn't get over the generosity of people every year. Last year, we had a huge amount of donations of toys, but this year in particular, it has surpassed anything we would have expected. So as you said, we had a donation from the traveller community, the Kerry traveller community. Now, we also got two other donations from the traveller community yesterday evening as well of toys. So for children who are on the ward at Christmas, Gerry, nobody wants to be in hospital at Christmas, but especially for children because it's such a special time of year for them. So that's why we are so glad to have all of these toys that we can give out to the children and their brothers and sisters when they're sick with us on the ward at Christmas this year and every year. I suppose, Gerry, we had a huge amount of donations from lots of people. If you wouldn't mind, could I go through
No problem.
So I suppose we had annuals, you know, the Seamsema annual and the Sugram annual from Folans. A charity called Fairy Bricks gave us some Lego donations. There was a vintage car rally in Ballymacallagat. They donated a huge donation to us. Woody's donated toys to us. As you said, the traveller community, we had three donations, massive donations of toys. Rhino Roof and Cladding sent in toys. Sisk also sent in some toys. And then Ned O'Shea and Sons gave us some money and we put a beautiful garland and it's like a winter wonderland coming into the ward. One of our colleagues, Ollie O'Donoghue, he had a gig in Glenbeg, so he bought toys in Joe Shays and Caloriglan. So Joe also gave him some toys. So they're all down in ED and they're, so I suppose the children come to the ward, but their journey unfortunately starts in the ED. So we have toys down there as well. Samantha McCalligott from Listowel did a toy run. And then we had Sean Murphy from the Tralee Town Christmas Parade with the Lions Club. They brought an awful lot of toys into us as well, Gerry. So again, the Lions Club this year, they brought us €5,000 worth of vouchers. And these are Carboil vouchers. They're €100 vouchers, Gerry. And we use them during the year for families that are going to Crumlin and places. So it's very good that they can go over to Carboil and fill the car with diesel. And it helps with that journey to Crumlin all the time. Kerry FC gave us loads of hats and scarves. And then a lady passed away during the year and her son found presents wrapped up at home under the bed with to be given to Cashel ward written on them. Imagine. That's so amazing. He brought those in, isn't it? Yeah. So people are so generous and so kind. So we have a huge amount of donations of toys and the place is like, it's like the North Pole, Gerry. For all the boys and girls. It's unbelievable.
It's important as well,
it's lovely.
Because it shows the families and the people who are there that they're being thought about at Christmas time.
Yes, because it's, as you know, it's a very special time for children and it's just not easy being in hospital. Nobody wants to be in hospital, but especially children at this time of year. But Santa Claus does know you're here and he will visit every boy and girl on the ward, especially in Cashel today, tonight and tomorrow. He will arrive.
Yeah, fantastic. Very important. Aisling, in the wider sense in the hospital, incredibly busy. I know visitor restrictions are in place. I think Letterkenny Hospital had to say yesterday they don't want anyone visiting because they're under severe pressure with a flu outbreak.
So
it can be a difficult time for people as well. So you're looking for the public's help in dealing with this.
We are. We're looking for everybody to wear a mask when they come in. We're looking for people to be mindful, hand wash. There are, you know, be mindful of coming in to visit. Unfortunately, people do want to visit, but again, just try and be careful and mindful of visiting. You know, and we will try and accommodate people as much as we can, as best we can. But I suppose, you know, there is a lot of sickness out there. We want to look after the people that we have in the hospital, and we want to try and keep the people that are out of hospital as safe as possible for Christmas, Gerry.
And that's a very important message, that people themselves would just practice good hygiene, hand hygiene, you know, coughing and sneezing, to keep your distance if you can. I know it's a busy time of year, but that you would be aware of that, because it's particularly as well this year, Aisling, affecting people under, you know, children under 15 and then people in their older years, that those particular groups seem to be the most under pressure with this strain of flu.
Absolutely, Gerry. Yeah, we saw a huge surge last week, even in the children's ward alone, like with flu and flu outbreaks, yes, and the RSV virus. So again, we're just trying to push that forward, that we want everybody to be careful, keep safe and keep well over Christmas and have a healthy Christmas, you know, and and try and just be careful.
Yeah. And you look, I know it's all hands on deck. There'll be people working over Christmas Day and beyond as well, Aisling, in our services, in our health services.
People will be working, yes. And the staff are great. As you know, Gerry, fantastic staff here in UHK and Cashel Ward in UHK throughout the whole service, ambulance service, everybody. You know, everybody is great, yes. So, you know,
keeping
good quality
moving,
service.
Keeping people healthy over Christmas.
Keeping people healthy over Christmas, yes. That's the main injury.
Thanks very much for talking to us this morning with that message, and have a happy Christmas to you.
Many happy returns, Gerry. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Great stuff. That's Aisling Neal there. Aisling, yes?
Yeah. So I'm just saying again, thank you so, so much to all the people who donated toys and gifts this Christmas. And throughout the year, Gerry, I suppose we get a lot of donations and, you know, they're put to good use on the ward as well. So thank you to everybody, and thank you for thinking of us. And happy Christmas again to everybody.
Happy Christmas to you. That's Aisling Neal there, who is Assistant Director of Nursing at University Hospital Kerry. And as she was talking about, there are a number of different groups from the traveller community made those donations. One of those in particular as well was a group of Killarney young travellers who donated to the Cashel ward. These be a lot of people, a lot of young traveller men in their teens or at their 20s. We contacted them. We contacted the Kerry Traveller Development Project. They're very modest, but wanted to say, and the Kerry Traveller Development Project just wanted to say, this generosity tallies with what we know travellers to be: generous, kind and always willing to give to those who are sick, homeless or in other difficult circumstances. We're very happy this is being recognised. They demonstrate what Christmas is about: giving back and spreading joy.